Hey everyone, I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob, editor of Plugged In magazine.
We're your hosts for this January 23rd, 2008 edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Jesse, do you have any idea how big the Adventures in Odyssey franchise is?
Oh yeah.
Odyssey has 49 audio albums, over 30 books, 5 computer games, and 17 animated videos.
And I've heard, read, played, and watched them all.
Really?
Well, no, but I have played with the action figures, especially Eugene, until I accidentally yanked off his arm.
Yeah, sit him on a shelf, but those babies are not meant to be played with. It's been a few years. Mine fell apart, too. Next time we do anything like that, we're going to have to run them through the Jesse test.
I'm ready for it.
Well, today on the podcast, we have an interview with Bob Vernon, one of the writers, directors, and producers of the Adventures in Odyssey animated videos.
Bob has also worked on The Last Chance Detectives, both the film version and the audio drama versions, and many other Focus on the Family films. We'll be talking to him about what it takes to make an animated video.
But first, here's the latest news.
Not long ago, we asked our listeners for stories of how Adventures in Odyssey had touched their lives.
We got hundreds of responses. In fact, we got so many that we decided to air some fan stories on future Odyssey episodes.
Later this year, Adventures in Odyssey will be airing some classic shows from the last 20 years. Along with these special shows, we want to hear some of your stories about what happened when these shows first aired.
We'll pick our favorites and call those fans to record their stories for airing. Be sure to check out our website for more information.
Thanks, Bob. Now let's go to another Bob. Bob Vernon, to talk about the creation of the Odyssey videos.
Bob, are you there?
I am here.
Great to have you with us today.
Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah, Bob, this is Jesse from Clubhouse, and I've always been a big fan of those Adventures in Odyssey videos. But can you tell us, how did those videos come about?
This goes back to the very beginnings of Focus on the Family films. Back in the late 80s, and there was not much going on. You know, now you see Christian films in theaters and that kind of stuff. And then someone came up with some money, a grant, and Focus produced a series called McGee and Me.
Oh, yeah, those were
great. And that was hugely popular, and it kind of created this home video market in the Christian community, because before then, nobody had really done anything for it. And when that was kind of winding down to an end, it was hugely popular. Focus said, what else can we do? Dr. Dobson had wanted to do more than just curse the darkness and say negative things about Hollywood. He really wanted to light a candle in that realm. And so he said, you know, what else can we be doing? And so at the time, Adventures in Odyssey was probably, I guess, 3 years old, thereabouts. But it was hugely popular on the radio side. And we said, well, we've got a property here that would be great to take across. We've already got an audience that likes it. And it just seemed like a natural. So Focus went to the animators, and we chose animation because at the time it was just too ambitious to think of building an entire Wits End in live action sets.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone was really afraid, well, gosh, you know, now we're going to see what Wit looks like as a real person, you know, that would be kind of scary. And so rather than get into all that, they said, well, you know, maybe the good compromise is to do it in animation, because we can afford to do it better. And, you know, and also the market, they wanted to hit kids that were a little bit younger.
Bob, what about the time frame? I know with the radio drama, we've heard from a number of people on this podcast about how long it takes to create one, and, of course, dealing with sound effects and so on. But when you're dealing with animation, I would imagine that it takes even longer to put one of these together. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
It does. It takes a lot longer to put one of these together. What we do is, in fact, it takes 9 months, basically, 9 months to a year.
Wow.
To get one completely done. The beginning process isn't so long. It's probably very similar to what goes on the radio side. That is coming up with a script, getting the voice artist. That's one of the first thing we do is after we've written the script is we go and we hire the voiceover talent, and we have them record it just like the radio broadcast does. But at that point, there's no sound effects or anything like that. We just simply take those tracks. We create a storyboard, which is very much looks just like a comic book. And there's just different panels for what you're going to be seeing. And we can flip through it and see what the show is going to look like, all the different angles, and we can tweak it and that kind of stuff. At the same time that we're doing that, we're creating background layouts. In other words, now that you're dealing with a visual medium, you've got to draw and paint what everything is going to look like. What color is it going to look like? What will Wits End look like? What will it look like in the morning, in the afternoon, at night. Mm-hmm. You know, all these things are easily typed out. But when you go to animation, now you've got to show these things. Each of those has to be very specifically color-coded out and drawn a certain way.
Do you have a favorite episode?
Well, you know, every time we did an episode, I would always say that the one we were working on was my favorite. You know, you always got to make it better. The next one has got to be better than the last. And so, you know, usually the one I was working on was my favorite one. So the last one I was really totally hands-on was The Last Days of Eugene Meltzner. And that's my favorite one. It has mm-hmm. Connie, it's got Bernard, and it's got a lot of comedy, and it's got a good message. Last one I was really worked on hard, and as far as directing and writing. After that, I started getting a little bit more apart from it.
And how about the response from fans? What have you seen and heard from parents and from kids?
Well, you know, I think that's the most satisfying thing. I continue to obviously work in the entertainment industry. It's how I make my living. And, you know, the most glorious days of my career have been working at Focus on the Family. Getting letters from moms or from kids, you know, they're just printed in my brain of people calling or writing and saying, you know, my son was sitting in the tub and asked me if he could accept the Lord based on something that he started thinking about from one of your videos. And it's just like, man, that is what it's all about right there.
Yeah, you know? I imagine you're inspiring kids in a lot of different ways, Bob, and not just spiritually, which is, of course, great, but they'll see these videos and they'll think, wow, I'd love to be able to do that to be an animator. What do you tell? Obviously, it's a different world now than it was when you were working on at least the early videos.
Yeah.
What would you tell a young person who kind of caught the bug and thought they'd really like to try animation as a career?
Well, you know, this is kind of an interesting time. Animation comes and goes as far as its popularity. Traditional animation, like we were doing, is right now out of vogue, and 3D animation has taken over. And I think that is a mistake. I think the reason that 3D animation became so popular was because of Pixar doing so well with Toy Story and all these great, great films. But I come back to this. I don't think it's actually the medium, whether it's 3D animation, whether it's 2D animation, whether it's regular live-action show, I think it always comes back to story.
That's right.
How good is the story? And Pixar is fantastic as far as telling stories. So I would tell kids, you know what, get involved and learn what makes a good story. That's where they should be putting their energy. And then, secondly, this is a great time for any kids to get into animation because of the tools that are out there right now. You can get a Flash animation program and actually start animating on any computer, whether it be pretty simple animation all the way up to pretty complex stuff, and put it together and actually then post your videos on places like YouTube. Mm-hmm. And right now when people are going and looking for jobs in the animation world, they're usually saying, well, what have you got to show me?
Right.
And I heard it said one time that everybody's got 3 or 4 really bad movies in them. And so it's great to right now get those bad movies out as fast as you possibly can and get on to the good stuff, is what I say.
Well, it's been great having you on with us today, Bob. Thanks a lot for taking the time.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot.
I really enjoyed it, Bob. Thanks a lot.
It was fun.
You know, if you want to catch up on the animated series, there's a new DVD set to help you do just that.
The Adventures in Odyssey DVD collection includes 10 Odyssey video episodes, including Someone to Watch Over Me and Shadow of a Doubt.
You can find more details on our website. It's witsend.org/podcast. That's witsend.org/podcast.
Thanks for joining us for the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And remember, with God in your life, every day is an adventure.